I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. It is great to be with you. You can be with us anytime you'd like. 888-710-4ISN. The phone number 888-710-4476. Pretty busy night, I would say. We had Alex Ovechkin tying Wayne Gretzky's goal record. He's got 894. So now Wayne Gretzky, who has had the most goals in NHL history for the longest time, now he shares that with Ovechkin. And Ovechkin's next game, the Capitals' next game, is on Sunday. So he could tie that. Gretzky in attendance tonight. You would assume he would start to follow, and you would assume that he won't have to follow too long, that this goal will come relatively soon. So, busy night in the NHL tonight there. A couple of games going on in the NBA. Want to look at where things stand for the playoffs. Want to wait until these games are wrapped up. Warriors and the Nuggets in the fourth quarter. Warriors 104-91 over Denver. Pelicans have a 7-point. They're down 7 points against the Lakers. It is the third quarter, just after the second half. So Lakers 62, New Orleans 55. They've pretty much shut everybody down on the season. And the Clippers should glide to a victory. There's 16-17. How about I just say a quarter and change left? I was trying to figure out minutes. They're up 71-51. Kings over the Hornets, Pacers over the Jazz, Celtics over the Suns, Pistons clinching a playoff spot over the Raptors, Bulls over Portland, Rockets over Thunder, and Spurs losing to the Cavaliers. The Thunder, yeah, they played their guys. But Rockets are also a good team. Maybe we see that a little bit further down the line. Again, we'll take a look at all that here coming up in a little bit. Also, in college basketball, the women in action in the Final Four. South Carolina beating Texas by 17 points. Woo! That's a blowout. But UConn beat UCLA by twice that, 85-51. So the championship game will be held, I believe, on Sunday. And that will be South Carolina against UConn. So a team that's had a lot of success lately. A team that's had the most success but hasn't won a title since 2016. A big matchup. South Carolina trying to win as they did a year ago. That was against Caitlin Clark. Now can they do it against Paige Beckers? So very interesting. They could have to take down two number one picks back-to-back to win the national championship. We'll find out this weekend if that's the case. The men's Final Four coming up this weekend. Florida and Auburn. Houston and Duke. The pattern with the tournament has been, where are the exciting games? We did not get exciting games, really, in the first round. Didn't get the upsets you wanted, but that's okay because then you've got the best of the best playing each other in the next round. Some games were good. There were some games that were good. Florida the other day had to have a comeback. There was that tip-in that Maryland had. You know, there were some games that were good. Some good finishes. But overall, I think comparatively, we haven't seen the type of action and excitement and drama that we've seen in some of these other ones. The one shining moment's just going to be, I mean, it's going to be like half a verse because there's not as many great shots to show here. But now we go. Now this weekend we should be good, right? Because we've got Florida and Auburn and Houston and Duke. And one thing that I keep bringing up, because I think it's very telling, is if you've followed college basketball, you've heard of the KenPom rankings and the ratings. There's different rating systems, whether it's the RPI or net or whatever. But KenPom, that rating system, the four teams left in the Final Four that are playing Saturday, they are four of the top 10 teams since the rating system started back in 1996. And I don't mean these four teams left are four of the top 10 teams in college basketball this year. I mean, they're the top four teams in college basketball this year, but they're also four of the top 10 teams since the rating system started all those years ago, back in 1996. So we should be in for some good matchups. We should be in for some good action. We'll see how these teams play off each other. Florida with their rebounding, but Auburn knows how to protect the rim. Duke, very good on defense. They've got the best offense in the country as well. But then Houston's got the second best defense in the country, giving up just 92 points over 100 possessions. So some good matchups to be had for sure coming up here in the next 24 hours. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get out to Greg. He's in Michigan. We know him as Mr. Positive. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Obardo, it's the Warrior. Thank you very much for taking my call. Hey, I got
to
tell you.
I think I got to start laying it on more thick to you because I see these clips of you on with Chris Cuomo, and he really butters you up.
Obardo, if you only knew, because I'm going to mention you and Dave Shepard. I'm going to have a chance, and I'm going to be on. I can't tell you what's going on. It's just great stuff, and thank you very much for recognizing that. Cuomo is great. Just trust me. He's an intellectual, and you made my day. You made my week. You made my night. You're beautiful. Great chat with you and Carlos at Wrigley Field. That was fantastic. You two walking. It was great. I'm going to be devastated with Ovechkin beating Gretzky. I just love Mike Gretzky because he's so intelligent. Yeah, there are a lot of better shooters like Lemieux and Bossy and Ovechkin, arguably. But Gretzky is a complete player. I love intelligence. That's why I'm a voracious reader. I got to tell you, though, right here, my Warriors in Michigan, Mark Ryan just got off the phone or the radio in Detroit. And our Detroit teams are doing so well. The Pistons are going into the playoffs. Yeah. The Tigers look great. You know, the Red Wings, eh. The Lions, you know how I feel about them. They just, it's going to be tough.
People call me, people have been calling me Mr. Detroit because I said last year that the Pistons would make the playoffs, and now they have. I also, this week, took the Tigers in my MLB Survivor pool, where all you have to do is win half your games, and they have done that already on Friday. And with the Lions, well, I feel like the Lions have plateaued, and Dan Campbell won't make a Super Bowl. But other than that, people are calling me, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right, Meatloaf? People are calling me Mr. Detroit.
Oh, my God, El Bardo. Mr. Positive loves you. Hey, thanks for taking my call, everybody. Boom shakalaka. Go for your dreams. Thanks, El Bardo. Thanks, Ray. Good night.
All right, Greg, in Michigan, you know him. You apparently love him as Mr. Positive. He mentioned Ovechkin, and he tied Gretzky's goal record tonight. And I suppose one thing I could do is talk about it more. I mean, I could do that. Also,
sure,
one thing I
you
could
definitely
do,
could.
One thing I could do, though, Ray, is I could talk about it like not at all. And I feel like this record and this chase is so. I use the word zeitgeist before, and I use it a lot. But forget about Wayne Gretzky being in the zeitgeist and Alex Ovechkin maybe not, but one of Gretzky's most cherished records is about to be broken and it's been tied. And nobody, it's not just me. This is like the least compelling or sought after or hyped up record chase that I think I've seen in a long time.
Is this anti-zeitgeist?
Yeah, it's reverse. It's like quantum realm zeitgeist.
Oh, no.
Buried underneath. Why aren't people more... Why am I not? I mean, I'm not world's biggest hockey guy. first and foremost. But when there's records being chased, like you throw a guy, I could be watching the Olympics, and in the morning, let's say a guy's name is Ron Jacobson, and I don't know who he is. But then at 8 o'clock that night, like, I need him to break this record in the 100-meter hurdle. I need him to do it. And I don't know that we're – is it a Ovechkin thing? Is it he's Russian? Is it that? What is it?
I just think that the league, they don't want to hear it, but the NHL, they don't do the best job of marketing their stars. You know, Ovi and Crosby should have been kind of like what LeBron and D-Wade was a generation ago, or Steph Curry and LeBron now. Where are the commercials? Where's the media? You know, there should be an ad about this chase, something that builds the gravitas around the fact that he's breaking one of the most iconic athletes in American sports and Canadian sports, for that matter. You know, the matter of fact, the most iconic player in hockey history. There's no energy behind it.
Now, I always like to think when I'm saying things, and when I'm saying things like, you know, either in hyperbole or making a blanket statement, I do understand that there are plenty of people that are out there, including that are listening now, that are not understanding what I'm saying. They're saying, no, this chase has been great. Every night I'm watching, and it's amazing, and I'm into it. And you may be. You may be, but there's a difference between like what you like and then what more people like. Like, I watch the new Daredevil show, okay, Marvel, and I also was watching Severance, and there's a lot more people I can talk to about Severance than I can talk to about Daredevil, just like there's a lot of people that are talking about White Lotus right now then are maybe talking about some of these other shows. So there's a level where it starts to crack through. Like, and the Ovechkin thing, and we're even in sports, and maybe there's other hosts that will come on and spend more time on it and whatever. But that's why I'm asking. Like, it just feels like this record, is it a hockey thing? Is it the goals? Is it the personalities themselves? Because there's been times like LeBron breaks a record. When he broke the scoring record, that was a big deal. Steph broke the three-point record. I thought that was a big deal. I mean, when Roger Maris hit 61 home runs, people like wanted him to die because that was such a big deal. You can't break Joe DiMaggio's record. Some of these records are so, like, Barry Bonds,
but can
you breaking Hanks.
You know, LeBron breaks the scoring record. The basketball world stops. The game stops. Nationally yeah. televised game. This is the equivalent of the points record. This is like someone breaking Major League Baseball's hit record, and they're not pushing it.
Well, but I wonder, too, how much is it on hockey? Because I also didn't see, you know, remember when Aaron Judge was going for so many home runs and they were cutting the college football games?
Right.
ESPN
was terrible.
So that's not Major League Baseball doing that. That's ESPN.
True.
Wanting to show it. So, yeah, I think there's some maybe failure on hockey. They could do it better. But I think it's just, and we just had, like, I don't want to say, you know, because for some people, hockey's everything. And we just had that Four Nations Cup, and it was a big deal. And that broke through. That broke through the zeitgeist. And there were some political undertones at play, sure. But also, it was cool. And it was a generation of guys that had never really gotten to face off against each other in that way. That broke through. That was huge. This is a footnote of the day in sports. This should be, like, what is the biggest story in sports today? Is it this? Is it the women's national championship being?
I think it was Colorado Pro Day.
Yeah. I mean, because I think the women's. Let's rank right now. Biggest stories in sports.
Oh,
or what?
No.
Because I think today, I feel like the women's Final Four was bigger than Ovechkin. I feel like, I mean, Colorado Pro Day got more coverage than Ovechkin. I don't think Julio Jones retiring was bigger than Ovechkin.
Eh, That didn't even make it to the zeitgeist.
Yeah, he was still playing.
2 years too late.
Yeah, I mean, but even still, I mean, even still, it just doesn't feel like this has. You know, I feel like for what this could be, I feel like people should be calling the show and essentially yelling at me for not following it more. That's what I feel like. But by not getting that feedback, I think, okay, maybe I'm right to just kind of not talk about it every night and follow it every night. But I don't know.
You did have a caller who called in earlier at the top of the episode, actually, and they were saying they wanted to hear about Ovechkin. But then we ended up doing the bulletin blitz, which covered that. So, I don't know. Again, this is the NHL's fault. This is not Bart Winkler's fault. This is the NHL. Again, I put my TV on. I'm in the studio right now. It's on ESPN. I haven't seen a commercial. You know how on the other sports, how Gatorade or some brand has a commercial built in already for the big moment that plays immediately after the moment? Where's the commercial? You didn't even go live on Instagram. There's no momentum behind this. This is a terrible job of marketing. This was a layup. The same way you can you know, market the Four Nations tournament in a natural built-in rivalry that is U.S. versus Canada on the hockey side. This should have been a story. Where's the promo video with Wayne Gretzky and some really great footage being great at what he does, playing for the Oilers, playing for the Kings, and then you transition cut to Ovi scoring. I'm doing a commercial for them right now. This is terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I was getting little goosebumps even.
You know, if I could think of that, all of these guys can't think of that.
I went online looking up like what people were talking about, and you can look it up too. I'm not going to go into too many specifics, but more people are seemingly talking about who Wayne Gretzky was with tonight in his suite than Ovechkin tying his record. So that's all you can look it up.
Well, you know, if he was sitting next to someone who was very appealing, that would lead conversations.
He was sitting next to somebody who is in the news in a political landscape.
Oh, come on.
It's Cash Patel. He's sitting next to Cash Patel.
Okay, fine.
So more people are talking about that than Ovechkin.
Ovechkin just went viral last week for knowing rap lyrics. You telling me we can't talk about some goals?
No. The rap lyrics, yes. Goals, no.
Wow.
888-710-4476. Brett's in Oregon. What's up, Brett?
Hey, what's up, Bart? Hey, I just wanted to tell you with the new phone number, man, we didn't desert you. We're still out here.
Good. I think some people have accused us of trying to weed out people by changing the number and confusing them. We would never do that.
No, we're still here, man. We're still here. I just wanted to call and give you a heads up, but I do have a train story if you got a second. When
tonight,
I was five.
Actually, tonight I do have a second for a train story.
All right. When I was 5 years old, this was back in 64, my mom decided to take us from Chicago to LA on a 3-week trip.
Oh.
Unbeknownst to me, my dad had told one of the conductors, hey, I got 5 kids on the train. Help me out. There's a big tip at the end. Apparently, one of these conductors, as me being a 5-year-old, threatened me and said, if I get out of line, he's going to cut off my ear. I was the best well-behaved kid on a 3-week train trip that you ever saw.
Oh, I thought the story was going to be like the conductor let you sit up front and you had such a magical time. No, he threatened to physically harm you.
It was terrifying. I didn't talk to my brothers about this until later in life. Nobody knew. I kept it to myself. I was terrified. Every time the conductor went by me, he would pat his pocket and just look at me. Yeah, it was terrifying. Yeah, once we got to LA, it was cool.
How much did your dad pay this guy?
I don't know. He's not around now, but yeah, it's like, it was terrifying. Terrifying.
All right. Well, good. Brett, good story. I'm glad we had time for it.
All right, man. But, hey, we're still out here, Bart. We love you, man.
Well, good. Brett, love you. 888-710-4ISN. If anybody else's stories about being threatened by workers of public transportation, we could probably squeeze you in here tonight as well. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Alex Ovechkin, big night tonight, number 894, tying Wayne Gretzky, who was in attendance tonight. Ovechkin will have another shot to break the record this Sunday. And I do understand that people that are more proficient in the art of hockey discussion could attack this in a more detailed and nuanced way. But me not being that, I'm looking around the room and I'm asking, has there ever been a record chase that's ever been less consequential? Maybe it's because it's been known for so long that this would happen. Maybe it's that people aren't, because typically when a record is broken, or at least either it's celebrated in like, yeah, we want to see this happen for this guy, or it's not, like, this guy can't break this record. Oh, Barry Bonds. Oh, no. Oh, no, he can't break this record. But this just seems to be like, it just is. It just is. It's a thing that is happening. It's certainly worth talking about. But I have not really seen a lot of emotion for it either way. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, Bart, and I am a Caps fan, but I'm going to hold my comments on Ovechkin until he breaks the record. Carlos will be back, and I know he's an NHL guy. But you were talking about sports that are regional interest, and though the NHL now has teams scattered across the country, the sport itself, hockey, is still, just like lacrosse here in Maryland, we're a hotbed for lacrosse, but hockey is still a sport that is of regional interest, as opposed to baseball, football, and basketball. And a thing occurred in baseball. I don't think this has ever occurred before. I haven't heard you mention it. I think your team was involved to a degree. Do you know what happened in baseball that had never happened before? Do you have any idea what I'm referring to? Did you hear this? I'll get right to it. The Cincinnati Reds lost.
I know this one. They lost three games in a row by a 1-0 score.
That's correct. That's hard to believe that had never occurred before back in the era when, you know, they had great starting pitchers. You know, you would have thought that would have already occurred, and it would not occur now because the pitching is not quite up to snuff. And let me close out with this. Carlos had mentioned something about your height. In your career in sports, I assume that you've interviewed many people. Standing up, not sitting down, but standing up, were you ever interviewing an individual that you were so impressed with, man, this guy is incredibly tall or incredibly well-built? Was there anyone that impressed you so much when you were interviewing that you had trouble actually doing the interview?
No. I'll say about that, though, what I'll say
about that, you interviewed Djokovic, you said. I thought so maybe he would.
Stuck my microphone and let other guys talk to him. What Carlos and I should have brought up, because, so I went to the Cubs game with Carlos Ortiz today, met him at Wrigley. First thing he said to me was, I thought you'd be taller. And we're both like 5'10". But how we didn't bring this up, I don't understand. Because we did bring up height. We did bring up that when we were leaving Wrigley, we got stuck, like everyone wasn't moving. But while we were there, there was a guy in front of us who I swear was no shorter. He had to be 7'7" at the smallest.
And you always sit behind him, right?
I don't know how we brought up those two different things, but then didn't bring up the thing that was connected to both of them.
Here's what the callers want to know. Who picked up the bar tab between you and Carlos? And thanks for taking my call, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, we did rounds. Just, you know, at 11 o'clock, a beer. And then it was NA beers for me. I had a Michelob Ultra NA beer that was 29 calories. And you know what? It was good enough for me. I was at the game. I had a nice beer feel. You know, these beer companies are like cranking up NA beers in overdrive because millennials are not into beer or really alcohol. But then you think about that, and not millennials, Gen Z. The study is Gen Z. And you think, wow, Gen Z, what a great generation. They're not drinking. Well, they're also not doing other stuff. They're just not drinking as much. Mike is in Chicago. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? You can hear me?
I hear you so good. It's like I'm in your lap.
Nice. First off, if you haven't tried the Corona NA, I think that one's pretty solid, that and the Heineken. I've only recently slowed down on drinking, and I'm a millennial. I was going to say, when you said millennials, I was like, what? I've had a drinking problem for so long.
No,
I'm like,
millennials, we're keeping this thing afloat, baby.
So, in terms of Ovechkin, I just feel like it's been, like, I think it's a big deal, but I just don't think that, I think it's just been stretched out. I feel like there's a political aspect to it. You know, the people that have just not necessarily, like, people think, oh, he's Russian. You know, I don't know, stupid political reasons that they might not be interested.
Not even political. I don't think that Alex Ovechkin has ever come anywhere near. Like, even like when Sidney Crosby was at his apex, I felt that. I've never felt that with Ovechkin. I just don't feel like he has pierced it. Maybe because he's from Russia. Maybe.
No. It's a silly little thing. It's really, my point is that it's been stretched out. I feel like we've been hearing about this particular race or this, you know, record for so long, right? And I feel like it's just really played out. Like, it is if, you know, because I'm by no means am I like a stat expert, and I don't know the time in which Gretzky did it versus what Ovechkin will, right? And so if you compare the two, I would guess that Ovechkin's doing it in much more time. So, you know, like, realistically, is it that impressive? I mean, the feat is nonetheless, but I just feel like it's not that mind-blowing, and it's been talked about for so long, and we're waiting, and it's on and off, and billions of other things are happening in sports world and the world in general, that it kind of gets washed down to a point where it just lost its, you know, pizzazz or whatever. So.
I just saw something online where they did it in the same amount of games outside of one. Like, it took Ovechkin one more game.
Okay, so it's close.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
It's not like
how LeBron's breaking all these records because he's playing so long. I think this is pretty close.
Okay, well, and again, maybe it is just marketing. I don't know. I do feel like I've been hearing it about forever and waiting and wondering, and it's just maybe not as interesting because it's nothing new, right? It's not like, oh, you know, look at this.
Here, I think I got the stat. In game 1,486. Ovechkin scores his 894th. Gretzky did it in 1,487. So one game.
Wow. You know, and so that speaks to the, you know, it's a good milestone for him, and it means a lot, but it only means a lot to the very small amount of people that care compared to what other, you know, like it is a regional sport. I like hockey. I love hockey more in the past. Maybe I'm not as into it, and I'm not that blown away or like ecstatic about it because I feel like I've been it for a while. And, sure. But you know, all the more, you know, kudos to him. I'm happy for him and it's a big deal, but I feel like it's just kind of a splash in the pan or, you know, a splash in the pan. I think I'm using the wrong terminology, but you know.
Well, anyway. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We all get what you're saying. I think for me, looking at some of these records that were broken, like when Steph Curry broke the 3-point record, just thinking of who I can think of off the top of my head recently, that's a big deal. And people were happy for him. You know, Steph's been so fun to watch. And the 3-point shot, there's so many kids that emulate him. With Barry Bonds, there were people not rooting for him. They didn't like the methods of how he was hitting these home runs. And they didn't want to see Hank Aaron's record go down. So in this case, I just don't think there's a lot of emotion one way or the other. And for whatever reason, I don't know. But I don't feel like Alex Ovechkin's ever been like a guy that, I want to say apathetic is the word. People are like, yeah, he's a good hockey player. Oh, Ovechkin's in town? Oh, well, let's go watch. See if he does something. Oh, actually, I have a meeting that night. Oh, darn. I don't know that one way or the other, it's as volatile. People don't seem to be mad about this record. People don't seem to be happy about this record. So that's, I think, what I'm seeing. You may be different. That's why we have a phone number. Because my opinion's not the only opinion. That's one of the beauties of talk radio. It's one of the beauties of the show. My opinion is not the only opinion. Now, my opinion is typically the correct opinion, but it's not the only opinion. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Pete McCarthy.
Second unit here, Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894, and the bench empties here at Capital One Arena. Ovechkin has reached the seventh. He needs one more to go one step beyond. He has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history.
Alex Ovechkin, Capitals Radio Network. He scored number 893 and 894 tonight, which ties him with Wayne Gretzky. Now, the Blackhawks did pull their goalie in the third period, and Ovechkin appeared to tell the coach, "No, I'm not going in. If I'm going to break this record, it's not going to be an empty netter. I want to break it against a goalie." I don't know how many career empty netters he's had. I'm going to look that up. Between Gretzky and Ovechkin. Not that it matters, but now I'm interested and I have the internet, so I'm going to look it up. But he doesn't want to break the record that way, and so his next chance will be Sunday against New Jersey. I don't know that the record is getting the amount of attention it deserves. I also don't know what attention it deserves. And so we ask you, 888-710-4ISN. Keith is in Maryland. What's up, Keith?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can always hear you guys.
Okay, just checking out. I can tell you that he's had a lot of empty netters. But we are still very, very proud of our dudes. You know, even meeting this 894 mark.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to 895. I'm
you're excited.
Homeless
you're
and
excited.
Unemployed.
Keith, you're excited.
I'm sorry?
I can sense your excitement, and I hope that you enjoy the game on Sunday.
That took a sharp left turn. I didn't know where he was going with that.
Anyway, I looked up the stat, okay, that I said I was going to. I looked it up, Ray. I looked it up. Not that it matters. I'm not saying anything, and I'm not belittling anyone. Alex Ovechkin has scored 65 empty net goals. Wayne Gretzky has scored only 3. No, I'm just kidding. 56. Gretzky's got 56 empty netters. Ovechkin has 65 empty netters. Again, I'm not saying that he's less than. I had a question, so I looked it up. Gunner is in Pennsylvania. Gunner.
Hey, can you hear me, Bart? Hey, that was cool. Can you? No. Relax, man. Relax. Let me get to it. I'm just trying. You know, I laugh every night sometimes from 10 to 2, and I'm a long-time listener. Okay, women's basketball. Yeah, it's really good show. And Carlos, I hope he's good. You guys got to the game today. The Cubs won, right?
Unfortunately, the Cubs won 3-1, yeah.
Okay, good. Final four.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Or, I mean, come on. Caitlin Clark's not walking through the door. I mean, 17 and then 34. Forget it. Anyhow, Ovechkin, the great eight, come on. But you're into the stats now. That's funny. My son pointed this out to me the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. If you take Gretzky, and again, like you just said, and you can tell that I'm really into this. You can feel the excitement in my voice.
What is going on? Gunner, what is this?
No, I'm just
what is
laughing
happening?
At the last
what are we
call?
Doing?
Okay,
is
so
this,
you
is
take
this all
Gretzky,
a bid? When does the bid end and Gunner begin? I can't tell.
Okay, Gretzky's. Did you take Gretzky all of Gretzky's goals? 894,
yeah.
And you take like in baseball, you have batting average.
What's your
I'm
point? I need a point.
Then go to the stats. Subtract Gretzky's goals from his total points, and he's still the greatest player. He's still got more points. He still has more points. Anyhow, that's a stat I didn't know. My son pointed it out to me. I thought, are you kidding me? If you take every goal that Gretzky scored, 894, and you subtract it from his total points, that's pretty crazy. But I'll tell you what, Ovechkin's strong. He's a good player, man. And it was my pleasure to be able to see Lemieux and Crosby and Ovechkin one time.
I gotta let you go. It's the end of the hour. I gotta get going, and I'm in a tunnel. We have more people on the line, and if you'd like to talk about Alex Ovechkin tying Wayne Gretzky's record, we can do that in our next segment. For I mentally cannot take another phone call right now. I do need a break. With all due. And one thing I also need is complete sentences with a subject and a predicate that express a complete and total thought. Just if you just be you, if you've got a call, just be you. We've got about another hour to go until I will go home and pass out. I understand the common man thinks I may only work 4 hours a night. And for the most part, you're right. But many of those days, I am prepping the show quite a bit, researching for the show quite a bit. This week, I've been going crazy. I've been going to baseball games. Baseball's back. I got to get the game. The Brewers had their home opener on Monday. I got to go to that. And then there's a day game on Wednesday, and my son's in daycare after school on Wednesdays. Well, I got to get to the day game. And there was a game today in Wrigley, and Carlos was there, so I had to go see Carlos. And I feel like the combination of that and whatever I just experienced has led me to believe that there is no God. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have this. Just kidding. But I will be praying to multiples tonight. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Subject, predicate, complete thought, sentence, and we'll get you on. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Come on, man.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.